We decided to start asking some of our extension folks to come in and give brief presentations on using some of the new media out there. Extensions progressing from the old established media. We're giving awards away for social media things and new types of ways of contacting our clientele. So I've asked Dr. Christine Coker to come in and spend a few minutes. Is anybody using Pinterest? You're probably going to ask this. But she's going to give us some ideas on how to use Pinterest. Pinterest is kind of a fun thing. I'm going to let Christine, show us how we can be using that in our extension programs. So Christine Coker, please.
Good morning. So who's using Pinterest? Oh, not too many. Awesome. So I'm a Pinterest person, and you'll see why in a minute. When you first got on Facebook, did you think, oh, my gosh, this is the biggest time suck ever? Because you would get on Facebook, and like 3 hours later, you would look up, Pinterest is 10 times worse. Okay, once you get on there, you are sucked into a black hole you may never come out of. But it's totally fun, and this talk is really cool because I got to do Pinterest at work because I was working on a talk. The way I got started on this is I was actually talking to the Master Gardener group one day, and we were just sort of chatting between sessions or something, and they said, oh, did you see this on Pinterest? And I said, oh, yeah, I'm on Pinterest. I'll try to find it. And I said, yeah, I want to do a talk, just showing, like, my top 10 favorite things on Pinterest. They're like, oh, you should. We would love to know what you're looking at. As extension people, for some reason we have, like, some street cred. And so everybody wants to know what we think is cool. And so that's what how this pining for Pinterest talk came about. So for those of you who are not pinners, let me tell you a little bit about what Pinterest is. So it's a content sharing service. Basically, this is a digital form of if you look through magazines and you're cutting out recipes and you're tearing out photos of gardens and you're sticking them in a folder and then you lose the folder, this is basically that on your computer so you don't lose all those clippings and photos and articles. So you pin images on a bulletin board. So you can save images, you can categorize them, you can follow other people who have similar interests. You can just follow the boards that you are interested in. You don't have to follow all of their boards. The latest info I could find was March of 2012. Most popular categories, home, arts and crafts, style and fashion, and food. And you think, well, that kind of covers a lot. There are so many specialized topics on Pinterest because everybody has a niche that they're interested in, and they've put it on Pinterest. So just to give you an overview of how popular Pinterest is, 83% of global users are women, which isn't that unexpected. But just in the U.S. alone, and this was a couple years ago, 11.7 million unique visitors. So that's not like 11.7 million visits. That's 11.7 million unique visitors. And they're saying that there's probably about 70 million users worldwide. So talk about getting the word out. This is one way to do it. So this is an example of my Pinterest page. If you could scroll down, you would see like tons and tons of board. They're in alphabetical order here, so you're not seeing anything horticultural. But this kind of tells you kind of how weird I am. I'm into nesting dolls, manicures, makeup. And I've got a blogging one, but, I'm a typical girl. What can I say? But this is basically what your page looks like. You can also see here that I follow 191 different people's boards, but I also have 189 followers. The last time I gave a presentation about this was to a Master Gardener group, and I got 20 new followers that day. And they were signing up on their phones while I was giving the talk. Luckily, I was at a library that day, and so we actually had internet, so I was able to actually walk them through how to search for things, how to really use it, and that was a lot of fun. So here's like an example of a few of my boards if you had scrolled down. So garden and patio, So, yeah, 371 pins. So I'm always seeing cute ideas or things that I'm like, oh, in my dream garden, I would have this. I'm a vegetable person, so you can give your boards, you know, cutesy names, or you could have just, I could have just called this, you know, vegetables. But I have a vegetable board, Vegarama. This locally foodly one, I do some local food systems kind of work. And so when I find infographics, cool things that I can put in talks, I put that here. You can also share boards with groups. And so I'm actually on some shared boards with community food systems people, community gardening people, and we can actually share ideas on a common bulletin board. And so, you know, this isn't, you don't have to type anything up. You just come across something on the web and you're like, that's interesting. I want to save that for later. And you pin it. This is an example of my garden and patio board. Remember I was telling you this is like fun stuff? Like, for some reason, palettes on Pinterest are huge. Like, people can do the most amazing things with a palette you have ever seen. And for some reason, they're all on Pinterest. So, like, there's always a hanging bed. There's always a vertical garden. There's always some crazy something with palettes. So I have lots of palette pictures. Yeah, okay, I really like the Coors Light. Tiki. I mean, look, I didn't filter this for y'all. This is my Pinterest board, okay? But so as an example, so I have 371 pins here. I have 112 followers just on my garden and patio board. So these are people I know. These are people in other countries that I don't know. When I pin something new, they see it. So when I give talks about things I find on Pinterest, I give this disclaimer that I haven't tried everything. I haven't vetted the sources. Yeah, I would love to say I have that awesome palette garden bed thing in my yard. I don't have that, but I thought it was cool. So I don't want anybody to think that just because I'm sharing an idea that they can come to my house and see it. But, like, here's just some examples of some cool things I found on Pinterest that, you know, could come in handy. So this is a square foot garden layout. Every pin on Pinterest, when you pin something off the Internet, has its source address. So you can go back and see all the information that went with the picture. And so I've included those links here so when I'm giving the talk, if somebody wants to actually go find this information, they can. But, like, I thought this was a great little idea. You know, it's a very basic little square foot garden raised bed layout. It's cool. I do a lot of raised bed work, so when I come across pictures of cool raised beds, I pin them. So this is four different pins. Don't I wish I had little wicker raised beds in my garden? Yeah. That's a picture of my garden. What am I thinking? It's totally my garden. Companion planting, you know, that's kind of a hot topic. So this is like happy companion plants as well as not so happy companion plants. This is like somebody pinned this out of a book. So they just took a picture of it out of a book, pinned it. Probably so they didn't bookmark it and put it back on their shelf and never find it again. This was like a tip for getting rid of slugs and snails in your garden. So you can get some legit garden information on Pinterest, but just like anything on the Internet, there's a lot of questionable information on Pinterest. But it's a great place to go for ideas from other people. A critter deterrent. So I like this because it was showing like a little raised bed. And it was just a simple little thing, you know, soak this rag in ammonia, stick it on the corner of your bed, keep critters out. I don't know if it works for sure. I like the idea. You know, we discuss this all the time about, you know, instead of landscape fabric, you can use cardboard or newspaper to start a garden bed. Here's an example of that, you know, showing how to do that, what it looks like. I'm a big reader, I'm always looking for different books. I have a whole board of books, but here I have a whole a pen about just different garden books that I think are interesting or that I want to read. Then, of course, there's all the cute garden stuff. I would love to say that I've totally made these people Someday, in all my spare time, I will make cute terracotta pot people. Then there's just ideas that are just really cute. Like, instead of chocolates, I would, like, love to get a box of sempervirens because I'm a geeky plant person. Then, of course, there's all the quirky garden stuff. You know, how to make a barbecue planter, truck farming, kitchen garden, water garden. Who doesn't need garden seeding? So anyway, just Pinterest is a fun place to check out. So if you haven't gone on Pinterest, I encourage you to check it out. Find me. I'm Veggie Doctor. So if you get on Pinterest, look me up. You can check out my nesting doll collection. But you can also check out some cool infographics on food deserts and fertilizer. I think it's a fun way to interact with master gardeners, garden clubs, with the general public. This is what they're looking at. This is what they see. And I'm constantly getting, did you see that? Does that work? Is that for real? And so it's nice to be engaged in a way that's more on a hobby level. It's like, oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, don't do that, you know, to give a little advice. But they can follow me. They can just kind of see what I'm into. I can see what they're into. You can kind of see what the folks you're engaging with are interested in at the time.